Colossians, chapter 4. Masters, render to your slaves that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. As well praying for us also, that God may open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. That I may make it manifest, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. All my affairs Tychicus will make known to you, the beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow slave in the Lord. Whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our state, and that he may comfort your hearts. Together with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things that are done here. Aristarchus my fellow prisoner greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you received commandments, if he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus who is called Justus, who are of the circumcision, these are my only co-workers to the kingdom of God, men who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a slave of Christ Jesus, greets you, always striving for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness, that he has much labor for you, and for them in Laodicea, and for them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brothers who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas and the church that is in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the service which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The salutation of me Paul with my own hand. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you.